Yeah. Of course not.
Blog Talk Radio.
Coming at ya! Welcome to another edition of Amp Radio, another MMA podcast. We're coming at you live and unedited, Proteus, from the main streets of Danville, California. The Amp Radio Studios themselves, unfortunately not the original, because the original Amp Radio Studios were in San Mateo, California. We're coming at you live and unedited, and Proteus is going to love this. UFC on ESPN 7. Never mind the tradition.
Love it.
We all changed it up. Overeem versus Rosenstrike will take place December 7th, 3 days from now, at the Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C., where all the scandals, impeachment hearings, and everything else is going on. Let's get into it right away, because it's my former... Anyway, we do this right away. We don't take chances. Let's meet the host, the one and only late first lady of Amp Radio. God knows, boy, I need to practice here. It's been so long since I hosted. The one and only Pam from North Carolina, although Proteus, she refuses to wear the Argyle of North Carolina blue because she's all blue devil. Hit it!
I will never wear that hideous Argyle. Hi, guys. I miss y'all like John Jones misses cocaine. It's been a minute. It has been a minute.
Good
I hope y'all
Lord.
Had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And Proteus, I hope you're enjoying your winter wonderland up in Siberia, because
It's interesting you say
just,
that, Pam.
Just to update
because...
it has melted a bit.
Wow. Okay. Hey, you want to hear my good news for today? I got my tickets for UFC Raleigh this morning.
Very nice.
Way to go. Hit it. That's not bad.
I'm excited.
And by the way,
I am so
interesting
excited.
Interesting to know, Pam, that our neighbors to the north, where Proteus, of course, is a citizen and a resident of, has a different Thanksgiving. However, England, which is no longer part of us, has the same day, but it's just a regular day.
Well, do y'all eat turkey and stuff too, or not? Yours is what, a few weeks ahead of us, or a month ahead? I forgot.
Yeah, it's about a month. Yeah.
Okay. Do y'all do the turkey and stuff, and or what do y'all do?
Yeah. For the people who eat meat, they do eat turkey and
maple turkey.
All that shiza. Yeah, sure. If you want to put some glaze on there and put some maple syrup on that, go for it.
And what's the other stuff?
I wonder. What's interesting,
right?
Pam? The first time, and you lived in Europe. The first time I ever heard Proteus, and I think Marco has said shiza as well. The first time I ever heard that was in 2000,
oh.
I think it was the Jason Bourne first movie, Bourne Identity, where the actress is saying, Chiza, which of course means
Chiza. Real quick, before we move on, I was waiting for you at the airport, Tony. Where were you? You didn't show up.
Well, that's because you were, anyway, we won't talk about that on air, but who wouldn't love to eat some of Pam's delicious food? You know what?
Stood up at the airport.
He's taller than all of us put together, at least
right?
Sitting down. Hit it!
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Thank the Lord we have a professional at the helm tonight. DJ Tony back at the ones and twos. How's everyone doing this evening?
We're all taken back by the fact that you said professional. We got crickets on that one. Enter crickets on that one. We are doing great, Proteus. Great to hear your voices. Obviously, we've missed everybody here. The beautiful Pam, Marco, who's on cue right now, and, of course, Proteus. We took a little bit of a break. We'll take those breaks, guys, all day long, because this is a long,
all day long.
long season that never ends. You know what? While we're at it, let's bring up all four corners. That's the great thing about our show. Anyone can say anything about our show, but guess what? We have all four sides covered. We have the North in Canada. We have the South with Marco. We have the Southeast with a beautiful Pam. Me and the West Coast. Now let's get the star of the show, guys. The one and only Marco. Hit it!
Marco from West
Coast,
I'm back.
We back.
The boys are back in town. And the game is back in town. Yeah, we celebrate Thanksgiving here in America, but we don't celebrate the Chinese freaking New Year. So why the rest of the world has to give a shit about what we celebrate, man? At least I can go on the podcast and be happy about it. Please enjoy talking, be happy about it, man. I'm glad you guys got a little fatter, you know, a little more pushing, cushion for the pushing.
wrong.
But, hey, it's been a little bit of a break, you know. We got 3 weeks of Fast and Furious freaking action from the UFC, then a couple of weeks of the PFL and Bellator, and then we're going to have another break at the January 18th. So let's enjoy one last. Let's talk some MMA.
Oh, I love when Marco does that. Let's do this with the quickness. And by the way, guys, I'm almost at the welterweight division in terms of weight, so we're going to get there in a little bit. Hit it! To the heavyweight division we go. Alistair, the Reeve, Overeem. Of course, he's been fighting forever. We're not even going to go there because if you don't know it, Alistair Overeem, guys, probably shouldn't be watching this fight. He will fight. A guy that I don't know very much of, at 39 years young, 6'4". That's the same height, by the way, as our very own Proteus. 45-17-1. How about that? And he will fight. You know what, guys? You're going to have to help me out on this one because I'm just going to call him Big Boy because I can't say Jairzinho Rosenstreich.
You did great.
Wrong. At 31 years young, 6'2", which is what I would be if I was standing on a 3-inch block at 9-0. And as always, we like to give fight odds, right? We will not, however, say where we're getting the fight odds because they don't pay us. And we only go off a sponsorship. So we do not give free advertisement. So, Alistair Overeem at a minus 120. He will fight Jairzinho Rosenstreich at a plus 100. We go to Marco. Marco, we go to you. Will it be Alistair with a ream over him, or will it be Big Boy Rosenstreich?
Okay, so a lot of people don't know too much about Rosenstreich. I don't know. All finishes. The guy can finish you quickly. But in the kickboxing community, the guy got over 70 fights, man. The guy got more fights in the aggregate than all the fighting career of Alistair Overeem combined. So, Rosenstreich is really good, man. And he is no joke. He was an elite kickboxer in K1. I mean, he was the same back in the Dutch kickboxing and up there in the Netherlands. And, yeah, Overeem, a former K1 champion, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, start with a strike. Rosenstreich can really hang with this dude. We have seen the guy can finish you quick. Overeem always got that same. That's he still got the chin because you touch him and he pummels. He's been better at later in his career with his footwork and moving his head. So he hasn't been knocked out as often, you know, and he has got some quality wins too. He's on a 2-5 winning streak as we speak. So, I mean, Overeem is nothing to sniff of. And he also got a ground game. He got the famous guillotine. He's using pride a lot. I think Overeem is going to try to take it to the ground. We have not seen Rosenstreich take down defense. You know, nobody has been able to test him there because he told you he'll knock you out. If this fight remains on the feet, it's Rosenstreich all day, and it's going to be quick. I'm going to go with the odds tell you it's almost a pick him, and a younger guy, very fast with his hands, not a stranger to kickboxing, so he's not going to be surprised by anything Overeem throws at him. And like I said, it's a big if. If Overeem is able to take it to the ground, he'll get interested. But as long as the fight remains standing, and Overeem always entertain the striking battle first, because, you know, he's a kickboxer himself, I think it's not a farewell for Overeem, and he's going to get knocked out of the first round. So give me Rosenstruck. A new hotness in the heavyweight division by knockout of the first round.
Interesting.
Yep. The KO in the what? Sorry?
In the first.
First round, TKO.
He finishes what, dude? So that's what I'm going to I'm gonna keep the trend. He's going to be able to finish it fast. And Marco on the first with Rosenstruck.
Damn, Marco going taking Rosenstruck, going 10-0 and 4-0 in the UFC if he takes Overeem. Before I go to Pam, I'm also I'm going Overeem. I'm going Overeem,
okay.
And I think it will.
Before we heard anything else about this fight, let's also know that this was supposed to be Walt Harris' fight against Overeem.
Yeah.
And my condolences to Walt Harris, the founder remains of Anaya Blanchard, his stepdaughter. You know, he had bigger things to worry about. I would have root for Walt Harris on this fight. He would have been here. But it is wrong to fact now he took it, you know. On short notice, by the way. Because the guy fought like a month ago and knocked out a lost in like 20 seconds. But my thoughts and prayers to Walt Harris.
You know what, on that note, we were going to talk about this at the end, but I'm glad that Marco brought this up. You know, there have been times where I've been a little bit ashamed of the MMA community, just in terms of trash talking, et cetera. Marco's completely right. The MMA community has been tremendous on this. Our hearts and thoughts go out to the Harris family. This is a tragedy. I have a daughter, and this is absolutely horrible, whether you're a parent or not. So, I echo those sentiments. I'm going with Overeem in the third round for a TKO. Pam, we go to you. Pam, will it be the Reem or will it be Big Boy?
All righty. You know me, I'm always looking at stats and I'm always looking at fight resumes and things like that. And, I mean, Overeem has fought the who's who of who the fuck are you. Hazino Rosenstruck, he's coming in from, I think this is going to be his fourth fight with the UFC. Wins over Albini, Crowder, and Arlovsky. So, to me, that's, you know, winning over, you know, Diaper Baby, and it just doesn't excite me. You know what I'm saying? Alistair Overeem wins over Olenek, Pelovic, Verdum, Hunt, Arlovsky, Dos Santos, Roy Nelson, Stefan Struve. He's won 7 of his last 10 losses to Blades, Ungano, and Miocic. So, again, not bad people to get your ass beat by. and you stop saying So every time I say you guys say something to me, please. Both of these guys, each of their last two fights have been first-round TKOs. So I am going with Alistair. And you know what? I'm going to go crazy, and I'm going to go for a first-round TKO. And I was going to comment on a little bit of what Marco said, because I had put here in my little notes here that Harzino was replaced with Walt Harris. So I really hope that they have a moment of silence, you know, and you know what I mean.
That's a
say a little prayer or whatever they do, but I hope they do a little moment of silence. But Overeem first round TKO.
Well said, Proteus. Marco going with Rosenstruck. I'm going with the Reem third round TKO. Pammy going first round TKO for the Reem. Proteus, I go to you. Will it be the Reem or will it be Biggie Boy?
Well, I think we should change Biggie Boy's name to the Ghost of Christmas Future. Because that's what I see this one going down here, guys. I was going to call him the Ghost of Future Past, but that didn't really make any sense because he seems to be the Ghost of the Christmas Future in this one. Because
he looks like he ate the Ghost of Christmas Future.
Definitely. Do you remember the Ghost of Christmas Future? He was fat and jolly and everything. He was really good. Anyways, let's get back to it. Look, three really impressive wins against Albini, Crowder, and of course, as you mentioned, Pammy Orlovsky for Roz, the Ghost of the Future Present. This is the kind of fight where you got a guy who looks like he's kind of knocking out the right kind of guys. And Marco, as we know, if you get two wins in the heavyweight division, you're right up there at the top, especially if you're down at the bottom and you get three wins. I mean, you're looking real good in that heavyweight division. I think they gave Raza the Alistair Overeem fight because, of course, kind of the same kind of fighter. They're both kind of the same kind of size, both at 6'4", coming in at 6'4". The Demolition Man, of course, got a little bit more miles on him in the MMA circuit. Of course, as you guys mentioned, the Ghost of Christmas Future, maybe doesn't have as many miles on him in MMA, but like you guys said, really be impressive getting them knockouts. And as we know, Overeem tends to get knocked out, right, DJ Tony? I mean, you've gone on many a rant about Alistair Overeem and how his chin isn't maybe what it used to be. Look, if Alistair Overeem, like you said, Marco, is able to either keep the Ghost of Future Present or Christmas Present or Future at bay and keep him at the length that he needs to keep him at, which is going to be tough, right, Marco? Because, again, I mean, there's not much difference in any of the except for the leg reach for Alistair Overeem. There's not much difference in these guys at all. Virtually identical, as we used to say. The experience of Overeem should factor in here. I think, like I said, if Overeem is able to get out of the way of the damage and maybe bring this one into the second or the third round, or this is championship rounds, of course, because it is a main event. If he's able to get this one into, deep waters, which Overeem isn't known to do, I think that he could get this one done. I think I have a hard time, DJ Tony, picking against the Ream at this particular point in time, just because I think the Ghost of Christmas Future just doesn't, I mean, the three wins that he has are impressive. I mean, the last one is especially because, of course, a legend of the sport. Again, going up against Overeem, who is also a legend of the sport. I'm going to take the Ream, though, guys. I can't bet against him in this one. I think I'm going to go ahead again and take this one for the Ream. Maybe I take him in the fourth round by TKO. Thank you, Tony.
What's funny, Proteus, I think I know you a little too well. I had you as a third-round TKO for the Ream. How about that,
yeah,
you guys? I know my partner's...
Yeah, absolutely.
Train of thought. How do you like that? Well, you know what,
guys?
Well,
it's almost 4 years now, Tony.
Yeah, actually, you know what, guys? We've been on the air. It's going to be 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, it's going to be 5 years that we've been on the air, guys. Crazy, if you think about it. We started in May of 2016. And Proteus, if you count the years, right, we're going into our fifth.
Yeah.
If you just talk calendar years, right, it's crazy.
It sounds like my wife.
What the heck, right? Guys, let's keep moving to the co-main event we go. And this card isn't bad, but it isn't great.
No.
Cynthia Calvillo, and I'm going to say it the right way. Calvillo. Luke Thomas, I'm talking to you. It's Calvillo. Yo. Double L. Do the ABCs. A, B, C, D. It's not L, A, Y, E, J. It's L, A, Y. Sorry, guys, I'm going on my little rant. Cynthia Calvillo, 8-1. She will fight Marina Rodriguez. We don't pronounce the R's in Brazil. 12-0-1. Pam, we go to you. Will it be Cynthia Calvillo or will it be Marina Rodriguez?
Shout out to Team Alpha Male.
Shout out.
Shout out.
Really?
You know what? I love Cynthia Calvillo. I absolutely love her. I think she's like a little spitfire. She's there to kick ass, and she's got attitude, and she's got skills. And you know what? I just love her, and I don't care what anybody says. I'm picking her to win. You're looking at Marina Rodriguez, who is still pretty green. This is going to be her fourth fight as well, a UFC, excluding Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series. Draw with Ronda Marcos, win over Jessica Aguilar, and a win over Tisha Torres. But I'm going with Cynthia Calvillo, and Cynthia, great wrestling, jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai. I'm picking her with the submission, and I think it's going to be a second-round submission for me, please.
Okay.
Wow, Pammy going with Cynthia. I like to call her CC. Cynthia Calvillo, nothing. All right, I'll give myself crickets on that one. Over Marina Rodriguez. I'm going to echo Pam on this one, guys. I'm going the exact same way. I know Marina Rodriguez's kickboxing is actually excellent, right? Her Muay Thai. But I'm going with Cynthia Calvillo. Second round sub for me, too. We go right to the one and only Proteus. Proteus. Will it be Cynthia Calvillo, or will it be Marina Rodriguez? I like to call her M-Rod. Nothing? All right.
M-Rod.
All right. So listen, let's look at Rodriguez's record here. You know, win against Torres in her last fight, win against Aguilar in the fight before that, and then the draw against the Canadian sensation, Ronda Marcos. You know, that's three fights in the UFC. Pretty good, man. And, of course, Tony, would you like me to give the odds right now, or would you like to do
yes.
it?
Please, if you don't mind. My fault.
Sure. Calvillo at a plus 110, of course, the favorite right now. Rodriguez coming back at us at a minus 130. I think this is bias against Rodriguez. I think that's the way you want to go with it, right? You want to think to yourself, yeah, Calvillo being, you know, the longer stay in the UFC, and of course she's got that Stockton attitude to her. I don't know if she's actually still at Alpha Male. I think we talked about this, that she might have left Alpha Male, but she may still be there. I don't want to speak out of school here. But number nine, Rodriguez here. Guys, I don't know. I don't know if Calvillo's got what it takes against the longer, rangier fighter in Rodriguez. I'm going to take the underdog in this one. I'm actually going to take it to go the distance, though. I think this is going to be a good fight in the division. Again, I'm not holding anything against Calvillo because I know she's really tough and I know that she's, you know, up for a fight, but I'm going to take Rodriguez. I'm going to take her by decision. Thank you, Tony.
Wow. Not what I thought you were going. So Pam going with Calvillo second round sub. I'm echoing Pam in the exact same way. Proteus going the hottie 2x4, Marina Rodriguez with
correct
a decision. Didn't see that one coming. Marco, we go to you. Will it, you know what? You might have to be the voice of reason. Will it be Proteus going with the decision, or will you be with us going with the Calvillo sub? We go to you.
Okay. Before I start, read me the odds again there, Proteus.
Yes, sir. The odds again here are Calvillo at a plus 110 and Marina Rodriguez coming back at us at a minus 130. Those are from the website that we will not name because they're not sponsoring us.
The favorite is Rodriguez at a minus 130. And that tells
what
you
did
a
I
lot.
Say?
you said that she was the underdog. She's not the underdog.
Oh, you know what? Because it's got the green arrow beside it. My apologies. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Don't worry about it. Yeah, before I give you my breakdown, my wife just came in and brought me a Popeye's chicken sandwich. I wanted to see if they were to kill for, because, you know, they're going to kill and stuff for that. I'm going to be good my review. It's a pretty good sandwich, but I will not kill a motherfucker for it. It's not to kill for. It's still pretty good. It's a delicious sandwich. I ate the whole thing when you were talking, you know, doing your guy's breakdown. I like it, you know, it filled my belly, but not worth
killing somebody for. Thank you, Mrs. Marco.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Adelaide. Okay, so, look, this is a very telling fight, especially in the co-main event. This is where the UFC is hanging their bets on. Who's going to be the best, the next best thing at a strawweight, you know? Because they need contenders for Mr. Jan Wei Li and Nana Yunus and of course, you know, Jane Jacek and all the girls at the top. Caldini is really good on the ground. We know that. The question is, can she take Rodriguez to the ground? I mean, Jessica Aguilar couldn't do shit against Rodriguez. She couldn't sniff a prayer. And I truly believe Jessica Aguilar is a better wrestler than Calvillo is. If she's still on the feet, Calvillo's going to get tuned up, man. Because her striking is serviceable, but it's not elite. And Rodriguez has demonstrated that she got elite striking. The caveat being, if she takes it to the ground, it's all bets are off. But I hear with Brodus, I've seen girl Rodriguez is really good. You know, she was fantastic on her debut on the Contender Series. And then, of course, the draw with Rose Clark, nothing to sniff about. I mean, beating Tisha Torres, man, and beating Jessica Aguilar is not a small feat, you know. I'm riding with Rodriguez.
Exactly.
I don't see she got the knockout power, like you said, but I see she's going to be able to overwhelm and outpoint Calvillo throughout the fight. But I'm going to give Calvillo the respect of being able to win one round. So it's going to be a 29-28 decision in favor of Rodriguez, becoming the new hotness, and Calvillo is going to have to, like, you know.
Is it a new hotness?
Yeah.
It is a new hotness. Yeah. But, Calvillo is going to have to, like, go back to the drawing board. But give me Rodriguez on this one, but 29-28 decision.
Wow. So Proteus and Marco going decisions with via Rodriguez, Pam and I going with Calvillo, second round sub. You know what? Before we go to the spotlight, guys, I'm going to throw you guys a curveball because we're going to add a fight. So we're going to add a fight that's not even on UFC on ESPN 7, guys. We're going to Combate America. Of course, if we were in Brazil, it'd be Combate America. Yep. We're going to go there, guys.
How are we doing this?
Oh, without a doubt, Marco, we're going there. Alberto El Patron, I'm not a real MMA fighter any longer. Rodriguez, actually, he's Rodriguez. He's the real thing. Alberto Rodriguez, he will fight Tito Ortiz. Yep. I can't believe it.
Yep, he's a tool.
Making his fourth promotional change. Proteus, I go to you. Will it be Tito Ortiz or will it be El Patron? Alberto Rodriguez. Rodriguez, sorry.
Yeah, you expected to beat Tito Ortiz in this one, I think. I mean, if you look at the last time we saw, is Alberto Del Riaz, correct?
Del Rio is it? Yeah.
Right.
Close enough. That is his real name. Alberto Del Rio Rodriguez. That is his full name.
Indeed.
Is it?
So the last time we saw him in MMA or any kind of MMA competition, he was getting head kicked by Mirko Krokop with a fucking mask on.
Ouch.
Look, guys, I don't see Tito Ortiz losing this. He takes Alberto down. Alberto has some kind of pro wrestling skill, and it's definitely not going to get anybody watching it because Bellator can't get anybody watching it. Tito Ortiz is definitely not going to be that catalyst that watches a pay-per-view. I will take Tito Ortiz. I will take him by second round TKO.
And Proteus, you brought up a good point. Before I go to you, Pam, we brought up a good point. This is a pay-per-view, Combate America's first pay-per-view. I think it's a mistake.
Yeah, good luck.
Not to mention, by the way, Tito Ortiz, Proteus, a minus 1,100 favorite over the plus 700 underdog in Alberto Del Rio Rodriguez. I'm going with Tito Ortiz, second round TKO. I think he gets it done early. Proteus, you're going first?
Second. Second round as well.
So both Proteus and I going second round TKO. Pam, I go to you. Will it be Tito Ortiz, or will it be El Patron?
It's going to be a draw.
Hey, real quick, Craig with a draw.
That would be a first hit on the Smack My Picks. Do it, Pam, do it.
That's a draw. I call a draw.
Darn. So Pam going with a draw.
Can I
Proteus
do that?
And I, both
I can do that, right?
Yeah, you can do whatever
you
totally.
Like. Like the odds are against you, but yeah, if you hit that,
like I said,
if you only get one right the next week, and if this one is a draw, I concede any title. I'll be like, Pam won.
Exactly. You just win for the rest of the year. There's only 3 weeks
right.
left, but
me
whatever.
Too. I agree. Well, for this week, she wins. I agree. I agree with Marco. If Pam gets a draw, I think she deserves to win. This is crazy.
Okay,
Marco,
so
I'm going to go to you.
Ask,
go ahead.
Who's actually going to watch this bullshit?
Not me.
Alberto Rio, not a fan in MMA. You know, like let's give the guy the credit he's due. He was part of the Mexican national wrestling team, so he was actually a real athlete before going to pro wrestling. Yeah, he went into the Lucha Libre because of his family, but before any Lucha Libre, he was actually a real athlete for the Mexican team. And he was actually a real MMA fighter back on the Pride Days. He actually has some real
How
fights.
How much is the pay-per-view? Does anybody know?
Don't
How much
care,
is the pay-per-view?
Don't care, I'm not going to watch it.
$29.99.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's a
Go
lipstick.
Ahead, Marco.
Can I give a stick real quick? Like I said.
Yes, sir.
Sorry.
The guy was a real athlete back in the day, but he hasn't fought since last decade. Yeah, his last fight was, you know, his head getting kicked into the next freaking continent by Croco. That was his last fight, famously with the mask, those caras masks. And, you know, what are you going to say about Tito Ortiz? He's been relatively active and relatively successful. So Tito always put a pace on people. He's going to take this guy down. He's going to overwhelm him. He's going to be so uncomfortable there. And he's going to get elbow to this. So give me Tito Ortiz by TKO on the first.
There you go. Darn.
Relatively.
Right, so Marco going.
By TKO in the first.
Marco going with TKO in the first for Ortiz. So Proteus going Ortiz, second round TKO. I'm doing the exact same thing. Pam going with the elusive draw in the first ever. For Smack My Picks Up, Marco going first round TKO. Guys, we have 7 minutes total in the show, so we're going to make this quick. Super quick spotlight fight of the night. Proteus, I go to you. Your spotlight fight
now,
of the night.
Now, I want to go last because I'm going to choose yours. So, because that's the only one that's important. Right?
All right, so before
Honestly.
We go, then I'm going first. Darn. Okay. You know what? I'm going
Cue the
first.
Music.
All right, guys. Let's do this. Well, I can't if you're going to go with that lead. Are you going to go with
I was just giving it to you. No, I was giving it to you. Cue the music.
You know, you guys think I'm so shallow. Yeah. No, I refuse, guys. I refuse. I know what you guys are trying to do. You guys want me to look at Yana Kunitskaya Instagram and pick her. I refuse. Maybe not. For the spotlight fight we go. Sorry, guys. I have to do it. Yana Kunitskaya will fight Aspen Ladd. this fight's a little tougher than most people are thinking. If you look at the odds, guys, Yana Nikudaskaya is the underdog in a minus 130. Aspen Ladd, a minus 150. Aspen Ladd didn't look good against the last Muay Thai fighter I saw. So I'm going Yana Nikudaskaya via decision. Yana Nikudaskaya, that's my spotlight fight of the night. Proteus, you called it. Pam, we're going to go with Marco. Marco, I go to you. Your spotlight fight of the night.
Real quick, Cody Stamen versus Soyo Dunn. This Chinese kick is a real deal. He will knock everybody out. He's super quick, super athletic, super young. He's a new hardness from China, man. Keeping an eye on him.
Yeah.
Soyo Dunn by second round knockout.
Okay.
Son of a gun. Marco going second round TKO for Sung, Cream of Some Young Guy, you said? What's his name? Nothing? All right.
Show your dong.
Right.
Show your dong.
Show my dong? No thanks. No thanks. I refuse. But thank you, Marco. I appreciate it. So second round TKO.
Oh,
whatever
my God.
The gentleman's name is. No disrespect. Proteus, we will go with the lovely Pam. Pam, I go to you. Your spotlight fight of the night.
Bryce, I almost cut my scrotum off. Mitchell versus Matt Sales.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Bryce Mitchell, I am picking him with a second round submission. Yeah,
okay.
Do you remember
and
when he
this
almost
was a pretty close fight too, eh?
Mm-hmm. He almost cut his wavels off, do you remember?
I do remember. With
that,
a power
that mofo can become the best fighter ever with the best record on the planet. Beating all the ladies in the good world, he's all gonna be met now as a guy that almost freaking drilled his nuts off.
Oh my God.
What?
That sounds so brutal. Ouch. Proteus, as I
time.
Hold my nuts back.
Hey, man. Those were like
good
stuff. Was it Tony
Bryce
Ferguson?
Mitchell.
Tony Ferguson was talking about some scrambled eggs. There you go. Those are some scrambled eggs, man.
Definitely some scrambled eggs. Yeah, definitely some scrambled eggs. All right, so
Proteus,
DJ Tony, I want to give a honorable mention to Rob Font versus Ricky Simon. That's a pretty close fight right now, plus 120. Rob Font coming back at us in the minus 140. But I'm going with the Dark Lord himself, Ben Rothwell, against Stefan Struve.
Ooh.
Guys, it's another heavyweight fight on this particular card. God, I don't know if we can put our faith in Stefan Struve anymore, guys. He's wearing those fucking 70s style framed glasses on his gigantic 6'7" fucking face. Ben Rothwell, the Dark Lord, by second round KO.
I had it again.
Another mention. Thiago Alves team means on this fight, on this card, dude. That is gonna be.
Yeah, I know. You know what? There is a couple of fucking fights on this one, right, Marco? There's a couple of fights that have some names in it that seem exciting.
There is a fight that makes my dick hard. I ain't going to lie, man. this is a good freaking card. Like, there's some gems in this.
Not bad. And you know what? Give a special, by the way, shout-out to Mallory Martin. So shout-out to Mallory Martin. All right, guys. Let's do this as we go into the two-minute countdown here.
Two-minute press.
The two-minute two-minute drill, or what is it called? You know what? Shout out to the NFL. I haven't paid attention to you at all this year, even though my Niners are doing well. So shout-out to the Niners. Guys, let's do this. 2 minutes we got. All right. We are going to talk. So you guys get to decide. It's your call. And I'm going to go to each one of you. You guys pick what you're most excited about. Marco, I go to you. Are you more excited about Connor fighting Cowboy Cerrone, or are you more excited about Khabib versus Fergie, Tony Ferguson?
Okay, this is a caveat. Very excited about the Khabib Ferguson fight, but that is in April. And a lot of shit can happen in April. This fight is cool, so stop sacrificing chickens, virgins, and pray to all the enemy gods not to fuck this one up. But I'm pretty excited about the Cowboy versus Connor fight. We were talking about this fight 6 months ago, man, when Cowboy was on his run. And everybody wanted this fight for Cowboy. It finally happened. Everybody said a fight like this is going to get paid. It's going to be an exciting fight, no matter who wins, you know. It's important for the 170, because it's a welterweight, and the 155 division. And whenever you like it or hate Conor, man, whenever this guy fights, people pay attention, and it's good for the sport, man. So I am excited for the immediacy of the return of Conor, and because his cowboy's running, you know, in front of him, it's going to be an entertaining fight. And when Khabib and Ferguson happen, I'll be excited then, but I want to see those motherfuckers enter the cage first. Anything before that, I will cross my fingers and start sacrificing chickens and goats and virgins.
So, Marco, going with the Conor Cerrone fight, I actually have to, before I go to Pam, I'm going Khabib and Tony Ferguson, not only because it's my namesake and he's kind of cuckoo, but that's the fight that I want to watch more than any other fight right now in 2020. So that's the fight that I want to watch. Pam, I go to you. Should I even ask what you're more excited about? But I'm going to ask you anyway.
I know, because you know what? I would rather have my butthole bleached than watch Conor. Scrambled eggs, man. Scrambled freaking eggs for me. Tony Ferguson.
Damn. Ouch. Proteus, I go to you. I think you're going to go the same route as Pam. Would you rather have your asshole bleached, or would you rather see Conor McGregor versus Cerrone?
Well, I don't think that my asshole needs to be bleached, but I will give a comment on both if that's okay with you, Tony.
Please.
Yeah, I think that the Conor McGregor fight is exactly as Marco said. This is what we needed to see. This is what we needed to see 6 months ago. The question is whether or not we want to take into account that Conor McGregor is a fucking scumbag. But oh. Tony Ferguson versus Khabib is the fight. I'm a little confused that it's going to be in April. But, yeah, that's the one, man. That's the one. Yeah.
Well, guys, as we go into the end, that was our show, but we are going to go our usual Twitter Follow of the Week and, of course, what I've been watching. I hate to say this, but, by the way, my Twitter Follow of the Week, at Yana Kunitskaya, the number one. There's an imposter named at Kunitskaya. It's not the real one, so if you want the real one, it's at Yana Kunitskaya, the number one. You're not going to believe what I've been watching. Say what you will. I've been watching 90 Day Fiancé, and I've been very disappointed. I think that show is the weirdest show I've seen, and I don't know why I'm stuck on it, but I have watched. I did a marathon of it, not joking, you guys. I actually watched that show, and I'm glad to say I will probably never watch it again. So
I'm
very proud to say that, but that was my my thing. Pam! Go to you. Twitter Follow of the Week, or of course, what have you been watching?
Oh my gosh, I have been watching this crazy show on Amazon Prime, HBO, The Righteous Gemstones. If y'all haven't seen it, oh my God, the crazy. It's a show about a family of televangelists, and that's all I'm going to tell you because it is hysterical. It is funny, it's witty, it's crazy. Oh my God, you guys have to watch this. If you can watch it from the beginning, from the get-go, this shit is funny. So it's called The Righteous Gemstones.
Wow, Righteous Gemstones. That's what I call my nutsack.
Oh my God.
Edit! All right, we go
okay, that
up
was
north.
Funny. That was funny.
That was
Thank
funny.
You, Marco.
That was a good one.
We go
that was a good
up
one.
North to the Maple Leaf himself, Proteus. What is your guilty pleasure, and do you have a Twitter Follow of the Week?
So, first of all, I just want to say thank you very much, Tony, for keeping us up to date with the MMA Minute whilst we were off and while there was nothing going on. Also, I want to give you congratulations. You were the last winner since everything got fucked up last week with Hua and Craig. Your decision win, you took Błachowicz's decision, so you win. My what I want to recommend to all the listeners is another YouTube channel. I seem to be doing this in the past a little while. Everyday Astronaut. I've been very excited to watch all of the rocket launches that have gone off in the past little while. And, of course, the Everyday Astronaut tends to break it down and give you very good information as the countdown is coming on for these rocket launches, whether it be SpaceX or NASA, whatever launches there are. So Everyday Astronaut, check it out, YouTube.
Very cool.
Wow, and you know what? I take my Twitter follow of the week back, and I'm going to give it to Antonina Pantera. My gosh, she's been looking good. Marco,
goodness
close
gracious.
The show.
Okay, so it's a busy weekend in the sports. Baylor, Oklahoma. Go Baylor this weekend because we need that. Ruiz Joshua. Go Ruiz because Mexican. But my guilty pleasure, man, my guilty pleasure has been Disney Plus. I've been benching on every single Avengers and Marvel movie ever. Plus, The Mandalorian is a gem. Gina Carano made her debut on The Mandalorian last Friday. Dude, she did a really freaking good job, man. I mean, she did really good.
She learned how to act.
Yes, she did. And I'm not joking. I mean, it is a 40-minute show, but she keeps being a part of this like a permanent character on the show. It's going to be really good for her career because, you know, once you are on the Star Wars universe, you never get out, and people will take you to conventions and stuff like that. And she did a fantastic job. The Mandalorian is a really good show for the Star Wars geeks like me. And Disney Plus is a gem. So if you ever reminisce for anything, like old Disney movies and stuff like that, Disney Plus is a must-have. And I can't believe I'm giving promo to those guys because they don't pay us a cent. Motherfuckers. Okay. follow Tori at DJ Tori. Follow Via Valdobarco. Follow Para Pandora Box. Follow Producer at Produce. Follow the show at another MMA cast. Write a review as Knuckleheads. We're in Google Play, Black Talk Radio, iTunes, Spotify, all the platforms. We are back. We're reviewing fights. ESPN proper this weekend. So yeah, after you can finish watching all the college football, go to ESPN proper and watch the fights. You know, on DC, big MMA fights. We're gonna lead you guys, catch you guys next week. Enjoy the fights. I miss saying that.
And just like that, Pammy.
Out of here. Bye.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.